Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
You know, if you're struggling with food addiction, you're not alone, because we're evolutionarily wired to seek nutrition, and we've developed reward systems that reinforce this behavior, and sometimes it can prove to be a real problem. One of our favorite guests, edutainer, Dr. Pamela Peek, is with us. She's an internationally renowned physician, scientist, and expert in the fields of nutrition, metabolism, stress, and fitness. So, Dr. Peek, tell us about this hunger fix. You wrote a book. It's called The Hunger Fix, and it's a three-stage detox and recovery plan for overeating and food addiction. And you cite dopamine, one of the brain's reward systems. Explain to the people about what this means and how you came about it.
Okay, well, like I always say, the dopamine made me do it. And this is an amazing new field of research. And I was so excited when I got around to writing The Hunger Fix to see that we now had a mountain of research that showed, yes, out there, food addiction is real. And we have evidence-based science, not just from my book, which is a consumer book, but also from a brand new textbook that just came out with 70 world-class scientists who affirm everything, you know, I'm going to be telling you about. Bottom line, if you thought you were going out of your mind because you can't get off certain sugary, fatty, salty food combos, no, you were not going out of your mind. You're probably food addicted. And if you go to my website, there's actually a food addiction quiz. It was based upon the Yale University guys who also did the textbook, and that's at drpeeke.com. All right, what's going on in the brain? Two things. One, your reward center in the brain is being hijacked by processed refined food combos, sugary, fatty, salty. Sugar is obviously one of the biggest hitters here. What happens is, you know, your brain is perfectly fine, you know, with certain rewards. You know, when I was a kid, I used to have ice cream once a week. It was a big treat. And so I had this tsunami of dopamine, which is this neurotransmitter that helps you feel pleasure and reward when it's connected with its dopamine receptor. It's like that wow feeling. We love that.
We do.
And so once a week, you know, I'd have that big wow feeling with that big rush and wave of dopamine coming forward with that great ice cream. What if that ice cream were now available 24/7, anytime I wanted to, in mountains of it? Do you think your brain's going to be pretty happy about this? No. The survival instinct is to say you're getting overstimulated, and if you keep getting re-exposed like this, forget about it. We can't handle this. So the dopamine receptors then start decreasing in number. That's a survival instinct on the part of the brain. And that's a very important thing, because we've documented this through brilliant work done by Dr. Nora Volkow, who is the director of the National Institute of Drug Abuse, through PET scans with radionucleotides as well as functional MRIs. So we can peer into the brain, know exactly what's going on. Now, when your dopamine receptors are decreased in number, guess what happens? Then all of a sudden, you're not feeling as much pleasure. Well, the brain thinks that's just great because you're getting overexposed anyway. But guess what happens? It starts the whole cycle of addiction, because suddenly one cupcake isn't enough. 28 seem to be what you really need to be able to get even close to the pleasure you used to get when you were really first hyper-exposed to all this stuff. And that you just cannot stop that cycle until you detox and then, you know, basically go back into a recovery program for the rest of your life. Because once you've tasted the waters, that memory is permanent in your brain and your body. So you got to keep that in mind. The other thing that happens, by the way, it's not just the reward center in the brain. It's also the smarty pants part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex. Tap your forehead. It's right behind there. That's where executive function hangs out. And guess what else hangs out there? Willpower. And the ability to rein in impulsivity, the ability to plan, strategize, make the appropriate decisions. The more you fall, basically cave to the crave, with whatever addiction, because whether it's creme brulee or whether it's methamphetamine or cocaine or alcohol, we see the same changes in the reward center and in the frontal cortex. You're damaging and impairing it, making it even more impossible to make the right decisions. The solution, what I wrote in The Hunger Fix, is a three-stage science-based plan on detox and recovery to be able to get yourself out of this.
Well, so Dr. Peek, if people recognize that this is the process that starts to happen, before we, you know, talk about the detox, is there a way to sort of cut it off at the pass if you use that frontal cortex, if you use that willpower? Can you use the willpower? Can you sort of say, okay, I'm just going to have that ice cream once a week. I'm going to look forward to it. Is that possible, or does it build on itself?
Well, you know, it's a very good question you ask. Here's the deal. For people, just go to, you know, a list of all of the things you want to call bingeables in your life, whether it's M&Ms, whether it's Doritos, whether it's whatever it is out there. It doesn't matter. It's going to be something in the sugary, fatty, salty combos, more likely. Ask yourself, if I have one serving of that, how do I feel? If the answer is out of control, forget about it. Having a re-exposure is not going to work for you at all. And here's something else. And I have this written in The Hunger Fix. I have an entire algorithm for who can possibly, during their lifetime, get re-exposed and not run into too many problems. If you're cross-addicted, meaning that you've had other addictive tendencies in your life, cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, smoking, gambling, sex, shopping, whatever it may be, right? If you're cross-addicted, forget about getting re-exposed. That's not happening, because that means that the addictive tendency is so powerful and so strong in you that getting re-exposed is going to knock you right down that slippery slope again. So for the people who are very, very lightly addictive, you know, there is a chance, but there's a wide spectrum, and the only way you're going to know is through your trial and error, or if you're cross-addicted, you already know. Forget about it. It's not happening.
Well, if you are sort of a moderate person, if you're the person that can stop after one cupcake, or...
Well, then you're not addicted.
Let's take the example of a glass of wine, because I like my glass of wine at night, but I stop after one because I start to feel sleepy.
Right, but you're not addicted. Okay, if
But
you,
I look
you
forward
now,
to it every single night. Well,
fine.
Not every night, but, you know...
No, but that's okay. That's a very light little connection that you've got. It's something that you now have cued into, so that you say to yourself, that makes me feel pretty good. It's like, you know, before I hit the sack at nighttime, I just whip out my, you know, an e-book that I love. And I look forward to it, just like you did your wine. I look forward to it every night. But I'm not going to sit there for 38 hours and read e-books because I'm hooked on them. And what I'm not hearing from you is that you're having a bottle and a half every night.
Oh, no. I mean, I would be sick to my stomach all the time. It makes me so tired. But, I you know, people hear these things and they say, but food is the hardest thing to deal with because alcohol, drugs, all these things, we don't need them.
I agree.
But food, we do need them. We only have about a minute left, Dr. Peek.
Okay.
So wrap up this segment with dopamine and what it means to our bodies, and then we'll get into the fix part of it.
Okay, all right. So really, at the end of the day, we love dopamine. We want to build back those receptors, and the only way to build them back, it'll take, you know, upwards of, you know, several months up to half a year or more to build them back, is to be able to do that healthy lifestyle thing. We're going to go into those particulars pretty shortly.
Okay, so we have to build these healthy lifestyles and tell people where they can find The Hunger Fix.
Oh, you can find The Hunger Fix absolutely everywhere. Go to my website, drpeek.com, drpeeke.com, and read up on all of my interviews, which I've done on the Katie Couric Show, on ABC, on National News, and you could get a pretty good idea of how important this brand new science is on food and addiction.
And of course, her interview right here on Radio MD. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. This is Melanie Cole, and stay well.